In a courtroom in Philadelphia, Mississippi today, sentences were handed down for some of the most notorious killings of the civil rights era. Edgar Ray Killen was convicted of 3 counts of manslaughter on Tuesday, 41 years to the day after Michael Schwerner, James Chaney, and Andrew Goodman were killed. Today, Circuit Court Judge Marcus Gordon called Killen in front of him.
Edgar Ray Killen, come around. Bring Mr. Killen around from the bench.
Dressed in a bright yellow sheriff's department jumpsuit, the 80-year-old Killen was pushed in his wheelchair before the judge.
There are 3 lives involved in this case, and the 3 lives should absolutely be respected and treated equally. Therefore, Edgar Ray Killen, in count 1, it's a sentence of this court that you serve 20 years in the custody of the Mississippi Department of Corrections.
Killen was given 20 years for each of the other killings. The sentences will run consecutively for a total of 60 years in prison. The drama that unfolded in Philadelphia, Mississippi has become a common storyline in the South as aging, ailing, and often unapologetic segregationists are called into courtrooms accused of atrocities that happened years ago. Jerry Mitchell has been covering several of these cases for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi, and he joins us now. Jerry, could you tick through the major cases that have been tried over the past couple of decades for us?
Sure. Since 1989, it kind of began with the Meg Rivers case in Jackson, Mississippi. Byron Hildebeck was prosecuted for that case and convicted in 1994. The next case was the Vernon Dahmer case. He was killed by the Klan for helping to help people register to vote in 1966 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And the man who ordered the killing, Imperial Wizard Sam Bowers, was convicted of that in 1998. There was the Birmingham church bombing case that there were convictions in 2001, 2002. And then there have been a number of convictions up in York, Pennsylvania, in connection with race riots there.
Jerry, give us a sense of how many of these cases are still under active consideration.
There are several. The most famous one or infamous one is the Emmett Till case. The FBI has been investigating that case, and that stands, the FBI hopes to wrap up its investigation within the next few months. Of course, recently have done an exhumation and an autopsy. So that's probably the major one. And then there's also the Moores Ford Bridge in Georgia, where 4 African Americans were killed in 1946. In Florida, Harry T. Moore and his wife were killed on Christmas Day in 1951. Johnny Chappell was killed, I believe, in 64 in Florida. And then Jimmie Lee Jackson was killed by a highway patrolman, I believe it was in 65.
So some have suggested that with Edgar Ray Killen's conviction and now sentencing that we're actually heading into the end of an era.
I think so. I mean, in the sense of these re-prosecution of cases, which kind of started in 89, I think as former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones from Birmingham has said, it's kind of like a window is closing because every day a witness dies or a defendant dies. And so it just makes it increasingly more difficult. And the other thing that plays a very important factor in these cases is the quality of the investigation that was done at the time. A lot of these cases were not investigated at all, much less well.
Each of these cases opens up old wounds in towns that don't want to be remembered for these horrible crimes. I'm wondering what kind of legal and emotional obstacles the prosecution faces.
Well, I think there's talk of healing with these cases, and I don't think that's wrong, but I think these cases, frankly, are very painful as well. I mean, it's not a less than painful process. But I know that Merle Evers, the widow of Meg Evers, has said that she compared it to an old wound that's gotten infected. And so what has to be done is going in and cleaning out that wound in order for it to truly heal. And so some people have called these cases atonement cases. And that's maybe not a bad word for them because it's kind of a sense of trying to go back and make amends for some of the terrible things that happened in the South and indeed the nation during the Civil Rights Movement.
Jerry Mitchell is a reporter for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. Jerry, thanks for talking to us.